And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 15th of September, 2016. It's the birthday of the best-selling novelist of all time, and that was Agatha Christie, born Devon, England, 1890. Her books have sold more than 2 billion copies in 103 languages. She was born to an upper-middle-class family, homeschooled by her mother till she was 16. Father died when she was young, which threw the family into financial straits. Christie worked as a nurse during World War I, began writing stories mostly about spiritualism, the paranormal. Then in 1920, a novel called The Mysterious Affair at Stiles, which featured a Belgian detective named Hercule Poirot. The book was a hit. She was off and running. Her formula, fairly simple. Assemble 8 or 9 people in some place, a snowbound train, a girls' school, in a remote country house, add a murder, often by poison. In one novel, a child dies by bobbing for apples. In another, a character is electrocuted while executing a chess move. She often employed red herrings, double bluffs. In one book, the killer turns out to be a dead man. In another, the killer is a child. And in another, it turns out that all 12 suspects have committed the crime together. In 1927, Agatha Christie created the character of Jane Marple, who appears in 12 novels, Nosy Old Woman and Amateur Detective. Agatha Christie, who for most of her life pumped out one novel per year, said, 3 months seems to me to be quite reasonable to finish a book if you can get right down to it. It was on this date in 1963, Sunday morning, a bomb went off in the 16th Street Baptist Church in Birmingham, Alabama, frequent meeting place for leaders of the civil rights movement. It killed 4 schoolgirls, Cynthia Wesley, Carol Robertson, Addie Mae Collins, Denise McNair. A member of the Ku Klux Klan named Chambliss was convicted of possessing dynamite without a permit, sentenced to a $100 fine, 6 months jail time, found not guilty in the murders of the 4 girls. A later investigation revealed that the FBI, under the direction of J. Edgar Hoover, had suppressed key evidence against him. He was retried in 1973, found guilty, sentenced to life in prison. Here's a poem for today by Clive James entitled Windows is Shutting Down. Windows is shutting down and grammar are on their last leg, so what am we to do? A letter of complaint go just so far, proving the only one in step are you. Better, perhaps, to simply let it go. A sentence have to be screwed pretty bad before they gets to where you doesn't knows the meaning what it must be meant to had. The meteor have hit, extinction spread, but evolution do not stop for that. A mutant languages rise from the dead, and all them rules is suddenly old hat. Too bad for we, us, what has had so long the best seat from the only game in town, but there it am, and whom can say it's wrong? Those are the break windows is shutting down. A poem, Windows is Shutting Down, by Clive James, from his collection Opal Sunset, published by W.W. Norton & Company, used by permission here in the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can subscribe to the Poetry Magazine podcast and the Poetry Off the Shelf podcast in the iTunes Store or listen at poetryfoundation.org. And by Progressive Insurance, working to make progress for more than 75 years. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.